I'm outside the Methodist Central Hall in Westminster, and today I've been working with the Amplified team at the NCVOs, the National Council for Voluntary Organisations campaigning conference, which is about the new politics. And we've had a mixture of sessions, sort of conventional panel sessions and some workshop-type sessions, where delegates who are mostly from the third, the voluntary sector, social enterprise sector, have been talking about the new politics and what campaigning means now. We just had a sort of political panel. Oliver Letwin from the Conservative Party, Amune from the Labour Party, and Danny Alexander from the Lib Dems. And I suppose what I've been thinking about is, you know, somebody tweeted about it this morning. Is there really any new politics, or is it the sort of same old politics? And I was thinking this morning, listening to people, that actually there doesn't sound to have been much change in the way politics and campaigning are happening. But I'm beginning to reconsider that, having listened to some of the delegates today. And also, I think, seeing the degree of seriousness with which the delegates are approaching both the political campaign that, you know, is to come in the election, and also some of the issues facing both them and their organisations and the beneficiaries and users that they work with. By seriousness, I mean that the tone of this event is, well, sombre is too strong a word, but serious about the issues, and considered. And I think there's a feeling in the room of concern, in that most of the speakers, apart from the Labour parliamentary candidate, of course, who said there might be a hung parliament, most of the speakers and most of the people here feel that there is going to be a Conservative administration following the general election. And one of the questions at the end of the political panel session was about whether voluntary organisations would be shut out by a potential Tory administration. Now, Oliver Letwin said, of course, no, there's no way that that they would be shut out. But there's a feeling that the voluntary sector has spent quite a lot of time over the past number of years building frameworks that make it a delivery mechanism for elements of policy, government policy. And there's been a lot of discussion and concern about balance between, you know, the campaigning role and the service delivery role, and whether that means they get a bit too close to government to do effective campaigning, or they won't speak on their campaign because it might imperil their revenue streams. And that's been pretty openly discussed. Not resolved, but at least discussed. But there is that seriousness in the air. Letwin said he felt that his concern was about whether the voluntary sector would be capable of dealing with the demand for service delivery, and that new frameworks would be required. And I think that's where the, you know, shutting out question came from. I think this was a fairly difficult audience for Oliver Letwin, but actually he did better in his answers to the questions and in the discussion than he did in the prepared remarks, which I actually found quite difficult to live blog, because I was trying to live blog what he said. Alexander was very clear, and Amune was he's well known in the sector, and he was, I suppose it was an easier audience for him. New politics? Haven't seen much yet. But then, maybe old politics doesn't end with a bang, and maybe the new politics is about a much slower accretion of activity and action. And maybe that's why campaigning is looking a bit more seriously at itself, and why this particular conference is so relevant to the issues facing many voluntary organisations, and I guess the political system, in how campaigns are run, how they're recognised, and how action is taken as a result of them.